Dr. Randy Turpin, just want to talk with you for a minute here about responsibility in stewarding the gifts, the manifestation gifts. I want to point to something that may strike you a little bit by surprise, that I would make this an emphasis. We know in 1 Corinthians 12, there's a great deal of emphasis on the body of Christ, on the various parts of the body, and how the parts of the body are to relate together. You know, I'm not going to read all of this to you, but it's right here in chapter 12, where it says, "For as the body is one and has many parts, and all the many parts of that one body are one body, so also is Christ." And it goes on talking about esteeming the parts of the body, even the parts of the body, those members of the church that are maybe not outstanding by human characteristics or traits, but the scriptures here just elevates how important everyone is in the whole context of talking about the gifts of the Spirit. So as we talk about stewarding the gifts, I think we need to rightly discern the body of Christ and the members of the body. But there's a passage in the previous chapter that also brings emphasis to this, and not many people see this. But in chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, starting with verse 23, that's where Paul talks about the Lord's Supper. He says, "I have received of the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he took the cup after he had supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance,' or 'Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Now, what does that have to do with the body of Christ? Well, it's not really apparent to us until we read what follows. Verse 27, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." The Lord's body. Now, so far we've been talking about the physical body of the Lord Jesus, the body that was nailed to a cross, the body that was laid in the tomb, the body that was raised from the dead, the body that ascended into heaven. But where is the body of Jesus Christ right now? The body of Christ right now is the church. It's you and me and all of those others who are following Jesus. So he says, "Whoever eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." In other words, the unworthy partaking of the communion, the Lord's Supper, is not those who disrespect. It's not really so much the emphasis on disrespecting the physical body of the Lord. I mean, why would anybody do that in this context, okay? But if you look at the overall emphasis of 1 Corinthians, so much of it is focused on the body of Christ, meaning the church, the people, how we relate to one another, how we connect to one another. Chapter 12 that follows really emphasizes that. So, but look at this. It goes further, and you'll see why I am bringing this up as it relates to gifts of the Spirit, because right now it's probably not very clear to you why you're even bringing this up. Okay, look at it. Verse 29, we're in 1 Corinthians 11, 29. "For he who eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." For this reason, for what reason? Not discerning the Lord's body, eating and drinking unworthily. Okay? "For this reason, many are weak and unhealthy among you, and many die. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged," it goes on talking about other things. But it says, "If we would," he says, "for this reason," verse 30, "for this reason, many are weak and unhealthy among you, and many die." Why are many weak? Why are many unhealthy? Why is it that many people are dying? It's because the body of Christ is not rightly discerning the body of Christ. The focus here is, I believe, that Paul is trying to correct something, a dysfunction. This was a very dysfunctional church, okay? The problem was more about their relationships than anything else. Very dysfunctional. You say you're not discerning one another properly. You're not perceiving the value of your brother and your sister. You're not honoring one another as you should. You're not even seeing the giftedness that's in that person that's across the room from you. When you come together in communion, now you've got to understand the history behind this is that these Corinthians were getting together during communion time, and it was just a big love feast, and it was kind of an every man for himself, you know, I want that turkey leg, you know, kind of everybody out for themselves, very self-centered people here, okay? And he's saying, you're not discerning the body. You're not rightly connecting with one another. You're not rightly honoring the body of Christ. And for that reason, do you realize you're even contributing to your own decline because you're not benefiting from those connections? You're not discerning the body as you should. And here's the thing. If they were rightly discerning the giftedness that was in one another, then in that other brother and that other sister are gifts of healing, are gifts of the working of miracles, is the gift of faith, is the prophetic word, all of these things that are in the body of Christ, but are only beneficial to the body as the body discerns one another, each member discerning or realizing, being aware of, being attentive to what God has placed in our other brothers and sisters. You see, in the church today, may we be better at this than the Corinthians were. May we be much better at it. I pray that we are. That we are of such a spirit and of such a mindset that we're attentiveness. Our attentiveness is focused upon what God has placed, the graces He has placed in our other brothers and sisters. And may they be the same way toward us, so that whatever giftedness God has graced us with, that we can be mutually of benefit to one another. And wow, if these gifts of the Spirit begin to operate in that kind of culture of mutual honor, mutual respect, mutual recognition, mutually valuing one another, can you even imagine how strong the church would be? How edified, how encouraged, how healthy, as even signs, wonders, and miracles are coming, and how hopeful as the prophetic word is going forth, as we're through personal prophecy encouraging one another. It's not about me showing you how spiritual I am, but my interest is more in imparting something to you that will help you to realize how powerful you are and how wonderful you are in God's eyes. Can you see that discerning the body in this overall Corinthian context has a lot more to do with discerning what is in our other brothers and sisters than we've even imagined, okay? I don't want to elevate that above, you know, the recognition of the physical body of Jesus Christ, but the emphasis of the letter is really on the church, not the physical body, but the figurative body of Jesus Christ, the church, the body of Christ.